Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Ambassador of India to Japan, C.B. George, on the eve of Prime Minister's visit to Japan. The interviewer is Om Avasthi, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is embarking on a visit to Japan today. He will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit to be held in Tokyo with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. During the visit, both the Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, which includes defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. Let's listen to an exclusive interview with Ambassador of India to Japan, C.B. George.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Japan for the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. What is the significance of this meeting? What kind of trade opportunities can it open between India and Japan? And how important is this meeting for the mutual relation between the two countries? To talk about all this, India's Ambassador to Japan, C.B. George, is with Akashvani News today. Welcome to Akashvani News, sir.
Thank you very much.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is coming to Japan for annual summit. What are the key agendas and expectations from this high-level engagement?
See, India and Japan, we have excellent relationship. We have a civilizational connect, a cultural connect, and of course, we have very good political relationship, business relationship, and relationship in other areas like people-to-people connect. The India-Japan relationship today is based on a special strategic and global partnership entered into by Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi and then Prime Minister Mr. Abe in 2014. It has been more than 10 years now. We have seen significant progress in each of these areas in the last decade or so. And this visit would give us a new roadmap to take that relationship to new high levels of partnership.
Japan has been a major partner in India's infrastructure development, from bullet trains to smart cities. What new economic or infrastructural collaboration can we expect from this visit?
See, we are in the middle of what we call Amritkal journey. And Amritkal journey is to make India a developed country. A developed country in which there would be world-class infrastructure. In fact, as you said, Japan has been working with us for our infrastructure projects. It has been working with us to make India a manufacturing hub. In fact, if you look at the automobile sector, you have seen it. A Japanese company, Suzuki, arrived in India 40 years back, and it has transformed India's automobile industry. And today, it continues to be a major player. So similarly, we see in many projects, many sectors, Japan's role in making India a manufacturing hub. And same is the case with infrastructure projects. So we will see that in this Amritkal journey, Japan will continue to be a major reliable partner for India, covering the entire spectrum of relationship, whether it is infrastructure projects, whether it is business partnership, whether it is mutually beneficial partnership in terms of high-end technology, critical technology, semiconductors, you name it. We are working on each one of these.
How do you see this visit in context of the India-Japan special strategic and global partnership?
See, special strategic and global partnership is very important. As I said, it is special. Very few countries have a relationship, we call it special. But we call it between India and Japan, it is special because it is special. It is a partnership, it is strategic, and also it is global. It has both bilateral and plurilateral aspect. When you look at the bilateral, we have seen a complete transformation in the relationship in the last 10 years. You go to Japan, any part of this country, you will see that a momentum for India. You know, we have 1,500 Japanese companies in India. We have 5,000 Japanese establishments in India. These are 1,500 success stories. When you talk about India-Japan relationship, this success story is a huge attraction for other companies. What we need is a quantum leap in our relationship when it comes to business relationship. And that is what we are working on. From this 1,500, we would like to make our relationship to a level of 15,000 Japanese companies. Make it 15,000 success stories. I'm sure that the momentum which we have now, we would be able to achieve a quantum leap in our relationship at every sphere.
How can both countries work together to facilitate more educational and skill development exchanges, especially for youth and professionals?
See, one of the huge attractions for the world, for India, is our talent. India has the largest young population in the world, which is a huge attraction. A country like Japan, which is facing demographic difficulties, India offers a solution. And I'm confident that Japan is looking at India for skilled professionals, and we are working in that direction.
As 2025-26 is being celebrated as the year of science, technology and innovation exchange, how is this visit expected to energize cooperation in emerging technologies?
See, there are very important elements in our relationship, quite a few of them. One, I mentioned economic relationship. Another important area is the science and technology area. Why are we celebrating this year as Science, Technology and Innovation Exchanges Year? Because there is a need for our two countries to collaborate in high-end technology areas. There are so many very good high-end technology institutes in India, same is the case in Japan. When our two countries come together, when these institutes come together, when more research takes place, we should benefit our two countries. Both countries will be benefited. In fact, one area on which we are working is the semiconductors. Another area is the critical technology, say like quantum computing, drones, robotics, or space technology. There are so many areas our two countries are working. To give an example of semiconductors, India is focusing a lot on semiconductors in India now. And same is the case with Japan. So we have a complementarity in our relationship in the semiconductor sector. So we see progress.
India and Japan are active partners in Quad, G20 and G4. What role does the India-Japan partnership play in shaping free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific?
See, when we talk about India-Japan special strategic and global partnership, it has several elements. One is the bilateral element. The other one is plurilateral element. We are partners in several plurilateral groups. For example, G20, then Quad, G4. For example, Honorable Prime Minister had visited Japan. The last visit was for the Hiroshima G7 summit. So there are many forums in which India and Japan are working together. So why are we combined? We are two like-minded countries coming together for the welfare of the people of our two countries and also for common good. So free and open and inclusive Indo-Pacific is one of the objectives that both the countries have. We have the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative that Honorable Prime Minister has announced a few years back. Japan is an important player in that. In fact, Japan is the chair of the connectivity aspect of that, the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative of India.
What are India's expectations from Quad Summit, particularly in areas like critical technologies, trusted supply chains, especially building people-to-people ties?
See, in the last few years, like many other organizations have grown, Quad has also grown as a very important, very prominent setup in the Indo-Pacific. Four like-minded countries have come together with a concrete, positive agenda, which includes the areas which you mentioned, including people-to-people connect, scholarships. We have seen how during the COVID pandemic crisis, how the four countries have worked together to help not only the four countries, but also the global south, the Indo-Pacific countries. It comes with a concrete agenda, a very positive agenda, and I'm sure that would help us to have more peace, stability, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and beyond.
In an interview, you mentioned about a new scheme to bring 50,000 Indian professionals to Japan in coming years. Could you elaborate on that?
See, we have discussions with the Japanese side on how to strengthen our human resource cooperation. There are several programs being discussed, and I'm sure that we would be making significant progress in that direction in coming days.
India's presence at the Expo 2025 Osaka was significant. Culture programs, ODOP displays have been well received. How important is soft diplomacy in enhancing people-to-people ties between two countries?
See, if you go to this country, any part of this country, you will see an India connect. We have a great civilizational connect between India and Japan. And the Osaka Expo was an opportunity for us to showcase that connect. It showcases, of course, India's cultural diversity and at the same time, India's modern India, the new India, the technologically advanced in India, the progress we made in digital transformation, the progress we made in space technology, these are all showcased there. In fact, we in the India Pavilion had a very clear program, three T's. Focus on three T's, that is technology, trade, and tourism. So connecting that and see how we can take it forward, we have organized several events on a daily basis there involving the Japanese prefectures, Japanese organizations. So it has been a great opportunity to showcase the new India in Osaka. And our pavilion is one of the most visited pavilions. Actually, if you take five top pavilions of the around 200 pavilions there, ours is one of the five top pavilions being visited by the visitors.
Japan is one of the India's key economic partners. Could you please elaborate on the role of Japanese companies in India's manufacturing ecosystem, especially under the PLI scheme?
See, PLI scheme was well received in Japan. See, Japan has always been a partner for India in its manufacturing sector. As I mentioned, the automobile sector, it got transformed with the arrival of Japanese companies some 40 years back, the Suzuki company. Now it has been transformed. There are other manufacturing sectors. We are seeing this progress, for example, in the air conditioning sector. It is not only manufacturing for India, manufacturing for the world, including for Japan. If you look at it, Japanese cars made in India are being exported to Japan, to Africa, to Middle East. Same thing which you see in other sectors like air conditioning now. So this is an area where Japan is working with India to contribute to its becoming a manufacturing hub, not only for India, but also for the other parts of the world.
Thank you so much for talking to Akashvani News, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's listen to Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri when he was briefing the media earlier this week on Prime Minister's visit to Japan. He highlighted the significance of diplomatic engagement between the two nations.
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan annual summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This is a significant visit for several reasons. It's Prime Minister Modi's first annual summit with Prime Minister Ishiba. It is also his first standalone visit to Japan in nearly 7 years. He last visited for the annual summit in 2018. Since then, of course, he has visited Japan, but that has been for multilateral engagements and other ceremonial events. So this will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan since he took office in 2014 and reflects the very high priority that this particular relationship has in our foreign relations. The annual summit between India and Japan, as you would be aware, represents the highest level dialogue mechanism that exists between the two countries, and it drives the agenda of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. Prime Minister has met Prime Minister Ishiba of Japan on previous occasions on the sidelines of international events. They first met, I think, it was in Vientiane on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit, and more recently on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis in Canada in June of this year. These discussions during these events will be taken forward during the annual summit in Tokyo on the 29th of August. India and Japan are two countries that share values, trust, and strategic outlook on several issues. They are two of Asia's leading democracies and amongst the top five world economies. Our bilateral relations have expanded steadily in scope and ambition over the last decade, and today comprise trade and investment, defense and security, science and technology, infrastructure and mobility, people-to-people contact, and vibrant cultural engagement between the two sides. So the 15th summit will give both prime ministers the opportunity to do an in-depth review of these ties, take stock of progress in the last few years across multiple domains, and of course, as is usual, exchange views on regional and global issues of importance. This will also be an opportunity to launch several new initiatives in order to build greater resilience in the relationship and to respond to emerging opportunities and challenges. One of the features of the annual summit between India and Japan is an engagement between the two leaders outside the capital, and on this occasion as well, the program includes a visit outside Tokyo, which is again going to be something to look for the two leaders. The program also includes interactions of the Prime Minister with several other political leaders from Japan, as also with friends of India in Japan. Overall, the visit will consolidate our long-standing friendship. It will open fresh avenues of cooperation and reaffirm our shared commitment to peace, prosperity, and stability, both for the two countries as well as in our shared Indo-Pacific region and beyond.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Ambassador of India to Japan, C.V. George, on the eve of Prime Minister's visit to Japan. The interviewer was Om Avasthi, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.